Participants, unmute themselves. Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit tonight about so-called family problems, okay? And I say so-called because we call them problems, okay? And I'd like to really think of them as opportunities or as solutions, all right? And the first thing we need to take a look at is take a look at it from the perspective of spirit, okay? And we know that we as human beings get into trouble when we identify ourselves in time and space. In other words, if we think we're this race, this sex, this person, this income, this ethnic group, this religion, etc., we run into trouble. Okay? And we only have proper identification when we identify with spirit, with knowing ourselves as spirit. Otherwise, we tend to identify with all the things that I mentioned, plus emotions and thoughts, and we think they're real. If we know that we're spirit, we have a whole different perspective. And we need to take a look at families and family, quote, problems that everyone has, encounters this or that, from that perspective, that we are spirit, okay? And that means that we're responsible, okay? Because one of the teachings is that we are responsible for our creations, and we have created the family that we are born into, okay? It doesn't just happen because your biological mother and father got together one night, did a little hoochie-coochie, you know, and bingo, you're born, you know. And then they've done all these things to you. And then you spend 30 years in therapy talking about all the things that were done to you. Okay, so you're not a victim. And this is key. You're not a victim of the family. Okay, you've chosen to be born into that family. Okay, why? Okay, once again, we go into proper identification. Why have we chosen that family? For our upliftment and our growth. There's something in it for us to be a part of that family. It's very important. Okay, and you may be sitting around wondering, well, how can this guy say that? My family was so dysfunctional. You know? Or my mother killed herself at an early age. Or dot, 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 when I was at an early age, you know? How could it be for my growth? Okay, well, easily, all right? It's all designed for that. Okay, and I've seen some of the effects on children of parents having done that act of suicide. I've seen it in the worst case scenarios. It usually involves mother with same-sex child, and they are affected by it profoundly. But there's something in it for them. Okay. And it usually has to do with putting themselves as the object of that which they want from that particular parent. In other words, they have to learn to love themselves, respect themselves, support themselves like they want to. Or they need to know that they haven't been abandoned, that spirit's there. They need to learn to be there for themselves. There's some incredible karmic learning going on. And it's incredible only to the mind because the mind doesn't want to believe that, okay? But no matter how dysfunctional a family is, whether they plot against you, scheme against you, do all sorts of things, don't recognize you, backtalk you, cheat you out of you know, your inheritance, cheat you out of this, cheat you out of that, whatever the scenario is, there's something in it. Okay, and you can bet that you're not being cheated. Okay, that there's a karmic lesson, okay? And perhaps in a rare opportunity, you know, there are all sorts of scenarios. You may be giving them the opportunity by their doing that to lift and grow and move through a lot of karma. They're balancing it that lifetime, and you've allowed yourself to be used that way. That's a possibility too, okay? So what I'm saying here, folks, is you can't take anything personally. And you can't walk around this life blaming. Okay? You know, and I heard this discussion yesterday by, I guess the guy's a very famous pastor, for lack of a better word. And he was trying to convince everyone to be really, you know, giving and all involved with spirit because, you know, you'll lose your material things. You know, look what happened, the recent events. And you can lose this, you can lose that, you can lose your family. They'll be taken away from you, you know? And I know a lot of people who walk around praying to God, God, please take my family, you know? So I don't know about that, you know? There's something in it, though, for us to have that family, okay? Sometimes it's all about power and control. Sometimes it's all about learning to love yourself. Sometimes it's learning to assert yourself. Sometimes it's learning to be patient. Sometimes it's learning self-respect. Sometimes it's learning to have courage, the courage to be different, you know? In many families, there's always the phenomenon of crabs in a barrel. That as soon as you grow and have values other than the family's values, or as you lift and get to sort of surpass the family, all the crabs in that barrel, they tried to pull you back down into the barrel. Okay? So that's the basis for a lot of family problems, so-called tradition, okay? Families really can't stand much differentiation, you know? There's a socialization process going on. You have to be just like them, okay? And when Jesus the Christ said, leave your families and follow me, okay? He wasn't talking about what a lot of cults do these days. You know, they'll arbitrarily say, hey, you can't have any contact with your family. Okay? He wasn't talking about it from that perspective. What he was saying was that most families, like most souls, are on a downward spiral. Okay? You follow me, you follow the Christed consciousness, you're on an upward spiral. Okay? Going home to God. And yeah, you have to leave them. Okay? And we spend so much time inside ourselves and also externally, but primarily inside ourselves, demanding against family. And it has a lot to do with, well, they should have treated me this way. They should have acted this way. They should have done this. Okay? But family, just like other people, they're not in this world to do what we want. They're not in this world to live up to our expectations. And we're not in this world to live up to their expectations. Okay, and I see so many people, and I'm talking about people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, who are still living out their parents' expectation. No, I never wanted to be a doctor. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I didn't want to do this. I never wanted to go to church all the time. Why the hell are you doing it? Well, because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, but you're 65 years old. You know, get a life of your own. You know, never dawns on them. They have no right. But we do have this right. Okay? We have an incredible right called responsibility. The right of responsibility to be that which we are. Okay? Which is to know ourselves as spirit. Okay? And we need to follow the Christed consciousness. And if it means leaving our family, we leave our family. Okay? And we need to know that the spiritual family is a lot closer and a lot dearer and our true family than the one of flesh and blood. See? And okay, we need to realize also the function of the family. See, if we see it as, okay, we have our learning, we have our growth, we have our karma, okay? God in his infinite wisdom, he helps bring this forward. And these are the players in this drama that can best do this, that they're there to help fulfill me. They may not know it. I probably will forget it most of the time. But I really need to be in gratitude to God for setting it up and also to these players who are playing the part in this drama called my life, of my lifting and my growing and my up vibration. And they've all agreed to do that. See? And part of the divine plan for my life involves the family. You know? And, you know, we all, I have a kid, and I'm sure I've wished he would do lots of things, etc., etc. Probably started before he was born. You know, I wish he did this, I wish he did that, you know? That's just my, what I want. He doesn't have to fulfill it, okay? You know? You know, mothers have shared with me, they'd love their kid to breastfeed until the kid's 48 years old, you know? Just don't tell anybody, they'll think they're a little strange, but at least till they're 48, you know? And the kid just, you know, God, the tender age of 8 months, he's had it. He wants his beer. He doesn't want mother's milk anymore, okay? And the mother feels less preferred. And I want, and the insistence, okay? And really the sign of a mature adult is you don't lay your stuff on your kid. That's the sign of a mature parent. And the sign of a mature adult is that you don't keep going back to them as your frame of reference for your world and how you see things and what's wrong with you, you know? Oh, my parents really screwed me up. Well, get a screwdriver and just unscrew yourself, you know? See, because if you want to take the materialistic point of view, yeah, you know, you're just here and you're at the effect of all the stuff that's happened to you, well, that's fine. Okay, that's not going to get you very far. But if you're honest and own up to the awesomeness of who you are, that you are spirit and that you are powerful and that you did make this choice and that there's something in it for you. My question to you is, rather than how did your family screw you up, and I'd really like you to spend some time with this, is how did you gain from having the family you do? What kind of gains were there? What was in it for you? Okay, so this turns everything sort of on its head, you know, as far as conventional wisdom, but hey, what else is new? Okay, and each family member plays a part. Yeah, and usually they're the souls occupying those bodies. You've been around with them before. Okay, so you have familiarity, etc. Okay, and you know, it's very much akin. You can see it in the world, and certain parts of the world where there's such tribalism, there's such feuds. You know, if you've done this to me, then my family or I will avenge this. And these feuds go on many times for hundreds and hundreds of years. Or if your tribe has done this to my tribe, etc., etc. Or if my clan has borne the brunt of this, you know, then we have to avenge it. And it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it plays out, okay? And a family is a microcosm of this kind of stuff. And so you get all those tensions there. And you get all those hatreds and feuds and planning that goes on, okay? And they're coming in, these souls are coming in with their karma. You're coming in with yours. You guys go back more than hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years many times. Okay? So all this stuff is going on. Okay? You can choose into it, just like in parts of the world they choose into this. And so you have, you know, wars and killings and all this kind of stuff. And avenging God knows what, you know? And goes on decade after decade after decade after decade. Okay? And you can choose into this with a family. And you can choose into feeling hurt, being angry, wanting to overpower, wanting this, wanting that, expecting this from them, demanding that, demanding this, demanding that, etc., etc. And all your stuff and all their stuff, they all come together, and you can really get into it. Okay? And the worst thing that I've ever seen in terms of family is the attitude of what was done to me. This was done to me. You know, and I found it helpful in my own life, and with help from my much better half, who's sometimes a lot smarter than I am in a lot of things, is to be honest with myself and say, okay, well, what did I do to them? You know? Like it wasn't one-sided. What did I do? You know? I didn't just get bashed over the head with a hockey stick out of nowhere, okay? No, that never happened to me because I never played hockey. But, okay, I did something too, you know? And that's normal. So I take responsibility and I take ownership, okay? And the other thing that I found helpful is just to do an honest inventory of, okay, what do I want from them? Okay, because as long as I'm in that place of wanting and demanding against them, I'm involved with them, and I'm still harboring them inside of me. Okay? But if I can give up any and all expectation, and hey, they are just as they are, and if somehow you can find a way inside yourself where family, and I don't mean this negatively, but isn't as important to you. In other words, everything they say isn't going to be the be-all and the end-all, you know? Everything they say isn't the God, you know, the gospel truth, the God-honest truth, you know? When you realize, hey, you folks are just, and of course, my own son will never have this day, but when he realizes that his folks are just, you know, on this level, people with their stuff, and that's really freeing, you know? Very much like people who adopt children, you know? When they start allowing themselves normal responses of anger and resentment towards their kid or this and that, then, hey, they're starting to treat this kid, you know, and have the normal emotions. They're just like anybody else, you know? And that was kind of nice. And when we see that, hey, you know, these people constituting the family unit, they're just like everybody else with their stuff, then really you're kind of free of them, aren't you? And you have to give up demanding on them and insisting they act a certain way, be a certain way, and are different from how they really are. And you get free of them. If you're waiting for them to change, if you're waiting for them to act differently, talk to you differently, think differently, relate to the world differently, relate to you differently, well, you know, they're going to speak French in China sooner than that's going to happen. Okay? And a lot of us, we wait on them. We wait on our family to change. Well, good luck. It's you that has to change and you that has to be free inside yourself, okay? And the freedom comes from the proper identification. Your spirit, God gave you a gift of your family. You know, and yeah, God's got a good sense of humor, so he's come up with hell of a family to give you a gift of, you know? And you get your learning and you move on, you know? See, and it's interesting, in all studies that I've run across, psychological studies, and also what I've seen in my own life, the most successful people, and I don't mean success in terms of the world, you know, making a lot of money and marrying the beautiful girl or the most handsome guy or the president of the company or any of that stuff, okay? But I mean successful in their ability to take risk in their lives, give themselves what they want, okay, and be very stable within themselves, always comes from that ability they have, and it goes both ways, it also comes with the family, to be connected with the family, to have that as a place, even though they may not speak to the family for weeks or whatever, months or whatever. They know that there's always a place for them there. They know they can always talk to someone there. They know there's a belonging there, okay? But the family hasn't, you know, no smart family's going to say, okay, kid, look, this is the way to leave us. You know, family's this funny situation. We have kids, we bring them into this world, and if we really do a good job, we've helped them move on and live their own lives. You know? Well, most people are a little too neurotic for that kind of stuff, you know? So, like, no family's going to tell you, hey, come on, this is the way you can go and have your own life and really, really be successful, enjoy your life, and we'll always... We're always there for you, and you'll know that. You know? You're going to have to kind of figure it out yourself if you're a kid. Okay? And a good parent, they'll let the kid do that. Okay? They'll let the kid find his or her own way. Encourage them. Maybe point it out a little bit. Okay? And enable the kid to do that. Okay? Most families aren't going to do that, okay? And a lot of people walk this earth in total and complete resentment, okay? But you've tied into your family and you've enslaved yourself. And you need to come into the knowing of the gift of the family, what you've learned, and how you can be free, okay? And you may want to establish a connection or a knowing that you can always have a place with a family that may not be your physical, biological family. It may be the family of like-minded souls. It may be the family of initiates. It may be those souls on an upward spiral. That's fine, you know? And you can rest assured that even that community of souls, guess what? Karma's going to rub together, you know? It's going to rub together. And there's going to be the same opportunity to lift, you know? Now, Melissa tells me that there is one exception, and that's the minister's community, but I'm not going to pass that along as the gospel truth, because I understand that even in that community, karma's rubbed together, you know? And there's opportunity to lift and grow. And where people get in trouble is they focus on the karmas rubbing together rather than on the lifting and the growing. See, and so much of the hurt that we have comes from an expectation. And this was done to me, this was done to me. But maybe you need to lay the whole foundation of your being, not on the family, but upon spirit and upon God. And if you truly make God the foundation, well, then you're free. If you learn to love yourself and let yourself be loved by spirit, by God, by soul, then guess what? You really don't need what you think you need. And you don't need those people in your life. And you don't need the toxicity anymore. And a lot of times, we use the family because we're afraid to be free. And we stay in that hurt, we stay in that pain because we don't want to be free. Or we're afraid, this is the one I always love, we're always going to be alone. So you want to be alone with your hurt and your pain, but you don't want to be alone without your hurt and your pain. I mean, something's a little off there. You know, and also, if you love spirit, excuse me, and you know that you are spirit, and you keep focusing into that, you know you're never alone. You know you're never alone. And the reality is, and I've seen this in my own life, and I've seen it in others, that spirit is the solutio, the solution, the salve to all that hurt and pain. And the more you turn to spirit inside yourself, the more that hurt and pain goes and lifts and is cleared. And the more you get free. So if you're demanding on your family to help make you free, it ain't gonna happen. If you're demanding on your family to treat you better or to replay this or to act any differently from how they have in the last 150 years, it's not going to happen. Okay, so we need to give up our expectation and move on. And if those of you who are raising children, you provide guidance, you provide love, you provide loving support. And all the kid has to know is he can always come to you and talk. And he can always come to you and just be there. And he can always come to you and just cry on your shoulder, you know? Or he can always come to you and you'll change his diaper, you know? And that's fine. And that's our job, and we don't lay our trip on them, you know? And we hear so often, you know, hey, this little baby was hurt. Somebody hit this baby, this, because the baby cried, you know, when I didn't want it to get, when that person didn't want it to cry, you know, or did something. Well, no one's in this world for our expectation, to meet our expectation, okay? What we need to do is that which we're demanding from our family, we have to learn to give it to ourselves. And we need to get free that way, because that's our nature and that's who we are. And God provided the family to help us do that. And you have to watch, you know, a lot of times I hear, oh, this family looks so great. And so, yeah, maybe a loving and a stable and a wonderful family, you know. But wait till some member of that family tries to move on in his or her life, tries to differentiate from it. Watch out. So you don't want to get caught anywhere. And being free is being free. And it has to do with knowing your spirit, giving up your expectations, knowing that everything here is for our spiritual growth and our learning, and moving on, and practicing forgiveness if you have to. That may very well be the key for a lot of you. Practice forgiveness. And we know from the teachings that forgiveness is forgiving. Forgiving to ourselves, spirit. And once we move into forgiveness, then we're well on our way. Okay? So in conclusion, what I'd like to do is call in the light. And I'd like you to think of either a family member or family, however many, they've ever hurt you or harmed you or anything like that. I'd like you just to ask, well, I'll call it in. You can think of them, and I'll call in the light and do the process accordingly. So, Lord God, send us your light. We put this time together into your light for the highest good. Now, inside yourself, just say the name or names of family members who've hurt you. And Lord God, move me into forgiveness. Take anything and all that I hold against these people from me. Tell yourself it's okay to let it go. And forgive yourself for having judged yourself for your judgments against these people or because of anything they may have done. And thank you, Lord God. Okay. Some of you may want to do this process once a day or twice a day for as often as you feel you need it. Okay. Because as long as we hold anything against anybody, we're in bondage. Isn't it funny that someone who's done you wrong, what you think is wrong, you're going to be in bondage to them? No. Okay. Okay, so families are an opportunity, and they're a gift. Take the gift to be free. Use them to help you be free. God gave you them for a purpose. Use them to be free. We'll stop with that.